hopefully that's been an invigorating start of your Arizona weekend with Dr. Johnny Green from Oak Ridge National Laboratory talking about Project AMIE, A-M-I-E. I would encourage y'all, get to rosieonthehouse.com on the homepage. We've posted a link to Project AMIE. It's additive manufacturing plus integrated energy. You could possibly one day be driving a vehicle that consumes little to no power, and you could take it on one of our Arizona staycations that you can register to win only at Rosie on the House. And you could drive up in the middle of the summer and enjoy a beautiful weekend stay at the Arizona Mountain Inn and Cabins, located in a quiet rural area just 1 mile south of Flagstaff. It's a Tudor-style inn and 17 rustic cabins that are tucked away on 13 secluded acres with incredible views of the San Francisco peaks. It is exactly what you think about when you think about a summer getaway in the mountains in Arizona. We'd like to thank Arizona Mountain Inn and Cabins for being a partner with us in our Arizona staycation, sponsored by Sanderson Ford. Now, we're going from the future of housing and vehicle transportation to the sky. We've recruited one of our very special favorite guests, Dr. Sky, talking about some peculiar things that are up and coming in the world of global events. Dr. Sky, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Rosie. Always a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. What do we have going on in the sky that our homeowners need to be watching and looking for?
Well, for all the early morning risers, Rosie, I think people would be remiss if they didn't look into the morning sky. This is about an hour before sunrise, and now it's easy with the weather warmer. If you look to the south, you're going to notice two rather bright objects in the sky. One of them, the far right, is Mars. Mars, Rosie, is actually coming close to the Earth once again. Late April and early May will be its another opposition. So if you see it with the naked eye, that's only half the story. A small telescope will actually start to show you the polar caps on Mars, which is amazing. And just to the left of it, just a few degrees, you'll notice the bright object there. That's Saturn. So we have this beautiful planetary alignment. And on the 25th, Rosie, you'll get to see the moon and the two planets silhouetted. What a picturesque way to end the month of April. But there's even more interesting events. If you look in the evening sky, for those of you that are not early morning risers, we get to see the rarest of all the planets, and we still call this one a planet, Mercury. So just look into the west after the sunset time, about 30 minutes after. If you see this rather bright star-like object, you're seeing the closest planet to the sun. That's amazing. Even Copernicus, who gave us this whole idea that the sun was the center of this solar system, it's claimed that he never saw it in his entire life. So go figure.
Now, you laid a little brain teaser out there for me. You said Mercury, which is still considered a planet. Is it in risk of losing its planetary status as one of our other forlorn distant planets have?
Well, let's hope not. But the reason I say that is because it is distinctly smaller than, get a load of this, the largest moon of Jupiter. And that's the bright planet you can see if you just look in the evening high up into the south. Rosie, Jupiter has Ganymede, which is a satellite of Jupiter. It's larger than the planet Mercury. So maybe there's some temptation out there. But no, the simple answer is, I think it's safe, because figure this way, nobody wants to really be a planet that close to the hot sun. So I think they'll leave well enough alone, because they might get burned.
Well, there you go. Well, I can't tell you how much we enjoyed our tour on the Dolly Steamboat of Canyon Lake last month with you narrating the entire evening after a great meal. That was one of the most special Saturday night evenings my wife and I have spent. We had the boat filled with Rosie on the House guests.
Oh, yeah.
We had family and friends there, and absolutely a spectacular event. Now, you've got another event coming up.
Oh, yes. Well, just to tag off on the Dolly, we have another of those cruises Saturday evening, April the 30th. So give the good folks at the Dolly Steamboat a call to cruise, to reserve the Dr. Sky cruise to the cosmos. But we have a spectacular event for all of the Rosie on the House listeners. On next Saturday evening, we do the fourth annual Picture Perfect Wine and Food Tasting fundraiser. Rosie, this is a fundraiser for the Lost Dutchman State Park, because at one time they were going to be closing that park. But this is the fourth annual fundraiser, a wine and food tasting event with a lot of other special events there, artists, music, and special prizes. That begins at 5 p.m. And then the Dr. Sky Show on land begins at 7:30, where we take the telescopes out there, because we're on stable ground, We take a high-power telescopes, the television cameras, and we can project the moon and all the planets onto the big screen. People say they love it. So if people want to come to this, it's an amazing event to support a park, because we're actually in the process, I'm told, they're going to start developing the Dr. Sky Solar System Trail. We're actually working now, and it's been approved, a walking solar system trail within a mile. So, folks, if you want to know more, and Rosie, I'm sure everybody does, just go to friendsoflostdutchman.org to reserve tickets for this event, a very special event, 100% fundraiser for this most beautiful park, as you folks know, out there in the East Valley with that majestic mountain with so much mystery, the Superstition Mountain. Fantastic stuff.
Now, am I wrong in assuming this sounds like a very, very family-friendly event?
Absolutely, Rosie. And, you know, we had really hundreds of people at this event this year, being the fourth words getting out there. But I'm so grateful for you and your family to give us a moment or two to talk about it. Because, as I said before, this, along with many other state parks at one time, were threatened with closure due to financial changes in the economy. And, well, I don't need to remind everybody, you know how beautiful this landmark park is. And I'm so honored to be doing the Dr. Sky programs there and along with many other places around the state. But that's simply it, Rosie. Just a great place for great people, family-friendly. And again, just go to friendsoflostdutchman.org to get your tickets. For a couple, it's $78. A single ticket is $42. And, of course, we look forward to seeing so many people out there who believe in not only looking at the night sky, Rosie, but, like I said, a beautiful place to preserve the night sky.
That will be an awesome event. What better way to spend a Saturday evening or an evening than with Dr. Sky at the foot of the Superstition Mountains with his big telescopes and his big laser-pointing lights that he points in the sky? What a great event. Dr. Sky, thank you very much. Y'all stay tuned.
Thank
we'll be pitching it out to Romy, broadcasting from the ASU campus for the Tour de Trees.
The House Weekly Newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.